Yeah.
Hey, this is Lil Joe from Chicago. You're listening to the Piedmont Report by the one and only Danny Do That Mudcat. And they are sucking soul out of mold to you with all the great sounds of Georgia and elsewhere. Stick and stay and listen and enjoy. Woo!
Hill of trouble in the world, got him disturbed. The sound better sign, got him blood in his eyes. You got to get together, got to get together. Got it close enough together, jump one hand in hand. Must have leaned to jump back, up in the sack. Hill of kicked him out so he couldn't get back. You got to get together, got to get together. Got it close enough together, jump on hand in hand. Sam calling me now name by name. He ain't together, but he ready just the same. You got to get together, got to get together. Got it close enough together, jump on hand in hand. Sam be the champ, still win a belt. Well-trained man, when you leave camp, chef, you got to get together, got to get together. Got it close enough together, jump on hand in hand. I left my woman standing in the door, crying all that muss and then please don't go. But you got to get together, got to get together. Got it close enough together, jump on hand in hand. Lord, what I'm gonna do. I said, Sandy Lumpton, say, Lord, what I'm gonna do. Say, I'm gonna buy me a tail plane. I swear on a VA2. Put them both there together, put them out on the road. Need both show mama, got a good heavy load. Now I'm sitting in sand and dump some. Lord, what I'm gonna do. Say I'm gonna step on that accelerator, see that gas come through. Garage equipment I made, pulled the level lane. Didn't want to come back. Then I pulled that tail plane and crying, please, friend, please let me ride with you. Say, I got room for two, three more. I swear and you too. Stop now, Frank. Let's get a sack of flour. How can I start that plane? Making 90 miles an hour. I'm crying, please, Frank. Please let me ride with you. See, I'm 10 feet off that accelerator. See that gas come through.
Frank Edwards, We Got to Get Together, and Terra Plane, recorded May 28, 1941 in Chicago. That was Washboard Sam playing the rubboard, and it was produced by Lester Melrose. You are indeed tuned to the Piedmont Report, and I am your host, Mudcat, coming to you alive from Decatur, Georgia. We have a very special program because the Chicken Raid is back. Albeit a compact version. The Chicken Raid is a music festival honoring Georgia blues man Frank Edwards, who was born March 20th, 1909 in Washington, Georgia. At the age of 14, after an argument with his father, Frank left home. He first traveled to St. Augustine, Florida, where he met blues great Tampa Red. The two roomed together for a time, and Frank stayed in Florida for a while before moving to Knoxville, where he worked in a flour mill. However, Frank was drawn to the road, and he began performing his music all across the country, playing house parties, cafes, and even on street corners. His travels began as a hobo, but eventually he started taking buses, and later even purchased a car. In Mississippi, he teamed up with bluesmen Robert Pettway and Tommy McLennan. On a trip to Chicago, McLennan introduced him to manager Lester Melrose, which led to Frank's first recording session for the OK label in 1941. When World War II broke out, Frank was drafted into the Army, where he earned extra money by performing for fellow soldiers. After an injury, he was discharged and settled in Atlanta, where he played alongside blues legends like Blind Willie McTell, Buddy Moss, Curly Weaver, and Barbecue Bob Hicks. In 1971, blues researcher Pete Lowry rediscovered Frank, leading to the release of his album Done Some Travelin' in 1973 on Lowry's Trix label. Frank continued to perform well into his later years. In 2002, he celebrated his 93rd birthday with a packed crowd at the Northside Tavern in Atlanta. Only 2 days later, he was in North Carolina at the Music Maker Studio, recording his final album, Chicken Raid. On the drive back to Atlanta, Frank Edwards, our beloved patriarch of the Atlanta blues scene, passed away. On today's program, we'll be featuring many of the artists who will be performing at this year's event. They were recorded here at Hoopo Acres. Here's Bill Sheffield.
The wind I sing, I'm marching. The Lord, I want to be in that no more. The wind I sing, ring the marching.
Hi, this is Bill Sheffield, and you're listening to the Piedmont Report, Blues 411, Internet Radio with Mudcat.
Little Willie McTell.
Well, now people down in Atlanta on Harris Street, where the boys gather to meet, doing that rag, the Georgia rag. Moving down the
Every little kid you meet is doing that right. They're doing the Georgia right, getting it on down, down. Yeah, they're buzzing around like a bee, shaking like a leaf on a tree. That wild rag, better known as the Georgia rag.
Yeah, that fella came over here from Paris,
France, to Atlanta just to get the chance to do that rag. Oh, yeah, yeah, better come back up. I said, come here, won't you please, and grab me, mama, hold me tight. Let's mess around the rest of the night. Georgia rag, throw your hands away by, grab your daddy and they can cry, do the rag. The Georgia rag, oh, get it on downtown now. They're buzzing around like a bee, singing like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, better known as the Georgia rag. You know, people come up here from all around. They come up to Dark Town to break them down. And they do that rag, the Georgia rag. And in Dark Town night and day, they come to dance the blues away. They're doing that rag, the Georgia rag. The Georgia rag, it's all about the Georgia rag. I mean the Georgia rag, the Georgia rag. Girl buzzing around like a bee, singing like a ship on the sea. That wild rag, better known as the Georgia rag. Oh, get on.
Ha! Why not, right?
Jump in the car and drove all the way back up to New. News, still singing the Atlanta blues. I had them so bad. Talking about the Georgia rag. Wild about that Georgia rag. I mean the Georgia rag. The Georgia rag. I'm buzzing around like a bee, shaking like a leaf on a tree. That wild rag. I'm talking about that crazy rag. But I know the Georgia.
I can do it better than that. Thank you.
Well, I laid in the water and I raised up my hand. I laid in the water, raised up my hand. Well, I laid in the water, Lord, I raised up my hand. Say, Lord, Lord, won't you take me to dry land? Well, I pulled me from the water and laid me on the bank. Well, I pulled me from the water and laid me on the bank. Well, I pulled me from the water, Lord, and laid me on the bank. Oh, well, it must have been a gallon of dirty water I done drank. Ain't it grand to be a Christian? Ain't it grand? You ain't no Christian, dog. Grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand?
Ain't it grand?
You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, third. You got Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Grand, be a Christian, ain't it grand? It's grand to love your neighbors, ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to love your neighbor, ain't it grand? So much for recording. Well, it's Monday, Tuesday, got Wednesday, Thursday, got Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Grand to love your neighbor, ain't it grand? I never will forget that floating bridge. Never will forget that floating bridge. Well, I never will forget floating, floating bridge. But a 10 minutes time in the water I live. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I kind of hate that. And then same thing with Mr. Frank. Hadn't known he. It looked like every time I passed away, everybody just left, you know. When I came back, it's like being alone, you know. But at least I still got you. So
yeah, we got you. So, do you remember the first time meeting Mr. Frank?
Him, it was at they used to have this thing. I don't know if it was Blue Harbor, Underground Atlanta, something like that. He would go. He was hanging in there, and that's how I first met him there. And we would talk and. I think I came up to his house. He was living in Glenwood Road or Glenwood Drive or something like that. And we went to Charlotte, North Carolina. I took him up to the Dorbador Inn. And we went there. And at that time, I think Miss Beth Pohammer was the president of the organization at that time. And she asked him, would you play with him? And he said, you ain't going to have no money. You ain't going to have no money. I ain't going to play. That's how it was, man. But yeah, we went up there and spent the night and left out that next morning and everything. So that was my earliest memory of him.
Mm-hmm. I'm a stranger here, just blowed in your town. Says I'm a stranger here, just blowed in your town. And just because I'm a stranger, everybody dogging me, keep on dogging me around. And Lord, I'm wondering how you people treat a poor stranger so. I said you must remember, gonna reap what, just reap what you sow. asked him to send me real fast. Gonna call my brother, ask him to send me real fast. He said, I can't send it to you. You better start walking, walking away from there. Stay here, but there's nothing here for me to do. Yeah, nothing here to do. I just sit round on the corner, saying he's old, saying he's old, stranger blue.
Ago, Mudcat and I discussed when and if we would ever keep chickens at Hoopoe Acres. Our city had recently passed an ordinance allowing backyard birds as long as roosters weren't involved. We'd been trading produce all season long with a neighbor who had chickens, and when she had to relocate to Baltimore and couldn't take the girls with her, we became the proud owners of 8 laying hens. There's a lot to learn before you get started with backyard chickens, and this just touches the surface. As you know, they need fresh food and water available at all times. They poop everywhere, and I do mean everywhere. And of course, they need a place to spend their nights. Along with that original flock, we also received a coop that has 60 square feet of foraging space, 4 nest boxes, and 30 square feet of lounging area with suspended roosts. A rule of thumb is 1 nest box per 3 hens. So that means our current flock of 6 has ample space to stretch out when they head in for the evening after a long day free-ranging the garden. We have the roosting area and nest boxes covered in a thick layer of wheat straw, though other chicken keepers use dead leaves, pine straw, or wood chips. That chicken poop that you have to clean up regularly will become your favorite garden additive. You have to allow the manure to age for 2 to 3 months. Otherwise, the high nitrogen content will burn your plants. However, once it's mellowed, poultry manure provides nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium to your plants, as well as organic matter for beneficial soil organisms. We clean our coop regularly, collecting the droppings in the straw and adding it to our compost. These hens are not only entertaining, but they're fantastic pest control. While foraging in the weeds, they kick up leaves and dirt, pouncing on the grubs, slugs, stink bugs, and more that they uncover. Be sure, though, not to let them in your beds that have growing plants, since they will peck holes in every leaf and uproot every plant. However, if you need a bed turned after it's been fallow, let the flock loose and have them do the tilling for you. Egg production depends on several factors. But on average, if you have heat-tolerant heirloom breeds like we do, you can expect 1 egg per hen every 24 to 36 hours for about 2 years before their egg production slows. And they're surprisingly resilient. We had a surprise ice storm here one January, and not only were the hens out in the light snow, they continued laying eggs in their boxes when it was 26 degrees. In the Atlanta area, a dozen free-range organic eggs can easily fetch $7 a dozen, so you can recoup feed costs by selling your excess collection efforts. Since this is just very basic info on backyard chickens, we will post links on the Piedmont Report Facebook page to other sites for more in-depth exploration. Happy collecting, y'all!
Thank you. got too old. Every Tuesday morning, standing on the corner, talking about a long time gone. There'll never be no more. Told you time away, time away, no. Ain't got time later, none got too old. To come around, catch a bus and leave town. Each and out of I've known, each and out of I've known. Help a chicken and leave a bone, help a chicken and leave a bone. Glad one blew and go home. Look around now, thought it through. Look at mine and getting the tired of you. Each and out of chicken and leave a bone. know. Never chicken and leave a bone. Never chicken and leave a bone. Glad one brown your home.
Frank Edwards, Chicken Raid, from his 1972 album, Done Some Traveling. Before that, Frank Edwards, live in Chapel Hill, Throw Your Time Away. Before that, Cat with the Farm Report, all about backyard hens. Shelton Poe, Stranger Blues. Ross Peed, Floating Bridge. And we started off with Bill Sheffield, The Georgia Rag. Here's Veronica Jackson with The Key to the Highway, recorded live at Hoopoe Acres.
It was very surprising to me to see that Frank Edwards was down in my hometown of St. Petersburg, Florida, and learned his music in Tampa. This was back in the day before I was born. My mother wasn't even born then. I think it was back in 1923. My mother was born in 1921. So he came when my mother was born, but she was in Georgia at the time, you know. But to be able to see that he spent time on my stomping ground, where I was born and raised, where a lot of blues artists used to come through there. St. Petersburg was known for good music. It really was, you know, just to be amazed that this Frank Edwards was in my hometown. It flabbergasts me. It just bonds me with him. And I look forward to being, you know, a part of this festival and hope that many people come out and support it. Key to the Highway. I got the key to the highway. I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is much too slow. I'm going down to the border, down where I'm better known. 'Cause man, you can't do nothing but show a good woman away from home. Now when the moon reach over the mountain, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna walk that old highway until the break of day. Yeah, I've got the key to the highway. I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is much too slow. Now come here, sweet papa, help me with this heavy load. I am headed to West Texas. I've got to get on the road. Yeah, I got the key to the highway. I'm built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, 'cause walking is much too slow. Yeah, I'm headed to West Texas, down behind the sun. I'm gonna ask the good Lord, what evil have I done?
Hey y'all, this is Mandy Strakota. You're listening to Piedmont Report on Blues 411 Internet Radio with Mudcat. From the battle of the broken, wonder if it's dead. From all the screaming and the crying and the bleeding, did it help me to forget? I can't recall. 2 o'clock outside and the time stands still as I'm standing in the stillness of the darkest light. Another cloud floats by and it chimes inside my head. Cuckoo, another hour's gone by. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Set my dreams on fire and the after stench of alcohol is rising with the smoke of my mistakes. Smell hunger on the stove, so I feed the flames with gasoline. I'll burn it down and hold my soul tight. 3 o'clock outside and the time stands still as I'm standing in the stillness of the darkest light. Another cloud flows by and it chimes inside my head. Cuckoo. Another hour's gone by. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. Chasing schemes of apathy and praying you are bad for me in time. Devil's on my mind. Hoping for a sweet mirage of good old-fashioned sabotage, bending to the ending of my time. 4 o'clock outside and the time stands still as I'm standing in the stillness of the darkest light. Another cloud flows by and it chimes inside my head. Cuckoo, another hour's gone by. And now the door is open, and all I have to go outside now that the light is slowly creeping in my cave. You'll ask what I've been up to and I'll smile as I reply and force a lie before I return to my grave. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo. Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
you're bringing me down, 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 down. Hurt me so bad, it made me feel so crazy and in pain. My heart keeps holding on, letting go. I get a feeling, something I don't really wanna know. I don't wanna know who I'm crazy.
Snatch it back in order, whip it one more time. I ain't doing too bad, babe, I got you on my mind. Hey, we having a darn good time. Somebody got to help me, I can't help myself. Somebody got to help me, babe, I can't help myself. Yeah, I wanna tell you where it's at.
Here's what I'll do. same as you. There's no doubt in my mind, I know what I want to do. And if you let me hold on, here's what I'll do. Whoa, I'll take care of you. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to cry. For I'll be there beside you to dry your weeping eyes. So, darling, tell me there's no doubt in my mind, I know what I want to do. But if you let me hold on, here's what I'll do. Whoa, I'll take care
headliner for the 2025 Chicken Raid, Mr. Albert White with I'll Take Care of You from his 2007 Music Maker release, Soul of the Blues. Before that, Jackson Allen and Mark D'Alessio with Snatch It Back. Haley Gray gave us Clarity Train, Mandy with Cuckoo, and we began the set with Veronica Jackson, Key to the Highway, all recorded live here at Hoopo Acres. Thank you, boys and girls, so much for tuning in. We hope to see you at the Chicken Raid, which will be at Waller's Coffee Shop, Sunday, March 23rd. For more information, go to www.mudcatblues.com. And now, a word from our sponsor, David Rodabaugh with the Grassroots Association, who is sponsoring this year's Chicken Raid, and also a special message from Aviva and the Flying Penguins. Happy planting, y'all.
Up chicken and lima. Up chicken and lima. Let one of them go.
The Grassroots Association. Our website is grassrootsassociation.org. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, fully approved by the IRS and the state. And what we're going to do is we're going to create consumer-based, sensible cannabis legislation. And what I'm talking about there is not just saying, oh, I want legalization for recreational or I want medicinal use, because the truth of the matter is those are all short-term fixes to what we really need, and that is consumer-based sensible cannabis legislation. So people who manufacture products can know that with some simple labeling and proper packaging, you'll be able to have a sustainable business, not one that you have to change packaging every week they change the laws on. So again, so you can build a business for you and a future for your family. That's what sensible cannabis legislation really is about. It's like turning the pyramid upside down. So instead of looking at special interest groups who write cannabis legislation in other states, mm-hmm. I'm saying in Georgia, mm-hmm. why don't you and me as citizens of Georgia, why don't we create sensible cannabis legislation that's consumer driven? What I really want to talk about and through the Grassroots Association is something that we call full plant legalization. Right? Full plant legalization. Some people say whole plant legalization. And why I talk about that is that we've been coming up with ways to shortcut and change this. But if we do whole plant legalization, it brings in so many things that'll benefit our ecology. You know, it'll clean soil, create renewable fibers at a rate that much greater than any hardwoods or even bamboo can do. Just think about that in Georgia with all the carpet mills and closed down clothes mills that we could be supplying with this product. Whole plant legalization. Sensible, consumer-based cannabis legislation driven by us, the people, instead of big business or special interest groups. Reach out to us through the grassrootsassociation.org. You can volunteer, you can donate there through a QR code on the website. It's all completely legal, it's all tax deductible. But there's also a page to volunteer, because one of the things that we hope to do at maybe even some of your shows here in the near future is have a tent out in the audience where we can let people sign up and say, I want to support sensible cannabis legislation for my state and the people of Georgia. And so we'll give them a way to actually participate, volunteer to spread the word, because once we gain mass, I don't know if you know this, but 83% of the Georgians say they want sensible cannabis legislation.
Right.
So all we got to do is get together and vote. And we can do that together. Yes. We can get the people to understand this is a shortcut to the legalization. And once we encompass full plant legalization, medical people will be happy, the hemp people will be happy, the retailers will be happy, and the consumers will be happy as well.
Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? You got a nice life. You got a nice wife. You're working hard for your money. You got to save to survive, but the gas prices never cease to rise. Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis? Don't you want a car that runs on cannabis?
Yet, come Yamazana, soon kiss Kanamasoga, who's
chuba runga shumi tukepe kepe shigerele kanda kanda wogu ya mtabu na tene nyana